One day I am going to write a book. It is going to be called A Dummy's Guide to Men. It will include all sorts of useful tips, such as how to find Prince Charming in a sea of Prince Ronalds. I'm well qualified to write about this subject. This is because I have recently met a lot of Prince Ronalds. I met them all through an online dating site. I blame my friend Angela for pushing me into online dating. She also gave me the idea for the book. It started like this. "You signed up?" said Angela. She plunked down onto the plastic chair opposite me. I nodded. "Yep, eGalaxy, here I come." "It's time." Angela cradled her coffee mug with both hands. "It's been 2 years, Jenny. 2 years since Greg died. It's time you started dating." She could say his name now without me bursting into tears, so I guess time had done some healing. But it had been such a shock. Who expects their husband to die of a heart attack at 34? I forced the thought from my mind and instead filled my mouth with coffee. It was Sunday evening. We were seated in the original coffee house, a cute little coffee bistro on Main. It was close to my new apartment. Angela said they had the best coffee in town, better than the chains. It was cheap and cheerful, not dark and expensive like some of the uptown bistros that aped New York. I felt comfortable here, enveloped in the aroma of freshly brewed, rich coffee. Is there any better smell in the world? "You need to get back on the horse," said Angela, pointing a perfectly manicured finger at me. "Don't be a nag," I quipped, putting my mug down. Angela was my best friend. I'd known her since high school. She and Zach had met each other 3 years ago. Now she was happily married and wanted everyone else to be. That's the sort of nice person she was, but she could also be kind of pushy. "You have to tell me every detail," she ordered, "of every date you go on." "Of course I will," I said. "No, I won't," I thought. Angela is a great pal, but she works as a hairstylist. I know better than to tell her all the gory details. That hair salon thrives on gossip. Of course, Angela always looks fabulous. Perfect hair, dyed a fashionable blonde with a great cut. My hair is pretty ordinary, long and chocolate brown. I can't complain because Angela gives me a great deal on cuts. And I like my natural hair color. It matches my eyes. We're different in other ways, too. Angela's outgoing. I'm more quiet. Angela is like glamorous Ginger on Gilligan's Island. I'm a Marianne. "Let's call this Operation Prince Charming." "I like that," she said, obviously pleased with herself. "Operation PC for short, in case anyone is listening in." I grinned back at her. "Cute, sort of like we're on a secret mission." "You've taken the next 2 weeks off?" Angela pushed a stray lock of golden hair behind her ear. "Yes. I work as a customer service rep in a bank. I'm on vacation. Ryan is in school. I thought it would be better to blitz this. Meet as many men as possible in 2 weeks." She nodded her approval. "That's smart. Meet them during the day and not after dark. But I bet it's more than that." She skewered me with her look. "You want to do this before your parents come back from Florida, right?" I laughed at that. Guilty as charged. It was early April. Mom and Dad own a trailer in Florida. Dad is retired from his job at the steel plant and has bad arthritis. They winter in Orlando now to avoid the cold. They would be back by May 1st. My parents had been wonderful when Greg died. They were great with Ryan. "But you didn't want your parents looking over your shoulder when you were dating." "You'll need to take off your wedding ring," she said. I looked quickly down at my hand. "I will. Tonight." A man in a barista apron appeared at Angela's shoulder. "Long time no see. How are you doing, Angela?" "Dave!" She gave him a big smile. Then she turned to me. "Jenny, Dave owns this place. You should get to know him." Dave raised an eyebrow. I blushed fiercely. "What I mean is," Angela continued, "Jenny's a widow. She just joined eGalaxy. I've told her she should meet her dates here, where it's safe." "Angela, shh, you're embarrassing me," I said. Why? She looked surprised. No need to be embarrassed about trying to find someone to share your life with, Dave said. He had a nice low voice. And then more quietly, he added, I'm sorry about your husband. That was a kind thing to say. I took a longer look at him. Dave was of medium height with dark brown hair. His face was pleasant, but not what you would call handsome. Too angular to be cute. Just an ordinary guy. You'll look out for her, right? My friend said. Some of these guys might be creepy. Ange, I scolded. Sure thing. He gave me a big smile. I'm here most of the time. Just signal if you want me. Now I better get back to the counter. He saluted like a soldier and turned and walked away. What a nice guy, I said, watching him leave. Yeah, said Angela. Too bad he's married. Of course he was. I finished the rest of my coffee. So back to eGalaxy. Have you seen their cool ad on television? I nodded. eGalaxy, our matches are out of this world. Don't knock it, said Angela. My cousin Tara met her husband on eGalaxy. He's a great guy. They got married last spring in Vegas. I smiled over my coffee mug. I'm just poking fun at the concept. They call it eGalaxy, like you have the whole galaxy to choose from, not just Earth. Haven't you heard, Jenny? Men are from Mars. Angela always made me smile. I hope they're not all on Mars, I said.